The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
George Brockler, right back with you here. You are at the halfway point of the George Show on Friday, which means 2 hours left until we turn it over to a guy named Chuck Kirk. Prager after that, Gorka after that, and then Live and Local with Deb Flora and Stephen Tubbs. Billy, maybe we reach out to Stephen because this weekend will mark 5 years of sobriety. No, it's going to be 5 years of Stephen Tubbs. Many call him Steven corporately, but on 710 KNUS. I can't believe it's been 5 years. I remember when Stephen made the transition, both from the other big channel and also to a man. And it was on the same day. So 5 years. And then, of course, the radio historian, both unofficial and official, Alexa, has told me that later this month will mark 3 years, which I can't believe that it's been 3 years. That's 30 pounds ago, but nonetheless, the big anniversaries. Maybe we'll figure out a way to get Steven on the show later in the 9 o'clock hour. My thanks to Amy Duncan, who suffered through what is just my fault on managing the time sound thing there at the end of the last hour, but she's just such a pro. I mean, just wonderful. Love those guys at Alpine Planning. Let me talk to you about something else that took place on really this station, but our Salem brother, Hugh Hewitt, was able to score a huge interview with President Donald Trump, as you know, an announced candidate for president. No one else that I can think of that's major has officially announced. There's probably a bunch of people from, like, you know, New Mexico or something who've announced they're going to run. We'll never hear from them. We do know that Nikki Haley has announced her future announcement, which is weird, but I understand. Testing the waters, a trial balloon, I don't know. But she's announced later on she's going to announce her run for president. And, of course, the president wanted to weigh in on that. And I can't find the exact sound of it. But the quote that's attributed to him is, she should run. Nikki needs to follow her heart, not her honor. So taking a big punch at his former ambassador to the United Nations and the former two-time governor of South Carolina, very popular governor. That should be interesting. But what is more interesting are some of the words that Donald Trump answered to Hugh Hewitt's question. Now, listen, before we go down this road, I know there are a handful of you who get super worked up anytime I don't say something other than Donald Trump is the sexiest, smartest, best politician we've ever had in America. So I want to brace you for this. This is not intended to be critical. This really is intended to be a conversation with you. And if you are a always Trumper person, you're really the person that we need to have this conversation with almost more than any of the never Trumper people. And for those of you who are like, oh, Brockler's a never Trumper, you know that's not true because I voted for him twice. And if he's the Republican nominee, I'm going to end up voting for him again because the alternative is just unthinkable. We're living it right now. Having said that, I need you to call in and tell me about how these statements affect your thinking and your maybe your future vote in this case. So the first one is a comment that isn't so much about what he would do if certain things happen in the election. The first question from Hugh Hewitt is much more about revenge if he wins. Take a listen to the president's answer here.
If you're back in the Oval, will you use the powers of the presidency to punish people who punished you?
No, I wouldn't do that because right. I want to bring our country forward. No, I wouldn't do that.
One of the best things you did when you ran the first time.
That's words, but I wouldn't. I would be entitled to a revenge tour if you want to know the truth, but I wouldn't do that.
Listen, I appreciate that he said, hey, I want to move the country forward. But that last throwaway part there is Hugh's trying to get in another question. I'd be entitled to a revenge tour. What? I mean, why would you say that out loud? And when he says it out loud, my concern is this is what's in his heart, that he thinks he's making this magnanimous gesture of I'd be entitled to a revenge tour, but I'm not going to do it. I mean, does maybe I'm the only one that it affects that way. But in my mind, I thought, you just said the parts you're supposed to keep to yourself, right? The I'd be entitled to a revenge tour. Do you believe that? Do you believe that that's part of the process when you get elected to be president? All the people that mistreated you, either your perceptions of them from inside the party or outside the party, that part of winning again is the opportunity to seek revenge on them in some way? I mean, that concerns me. It feels almost like you're at dinner with someone and they say, you know, I could pick up this knife and I could stab you right in the chest. Now, I'm not gonna, but I could. I could do that. But I'm not, and then like, how do you feel about that person afterwards? Like, oh, well, thank you. And that puts my mind at ease that that's not on your head or on your heart. I just don't understand the statement. I'd be entitled to a revenge tour, but I'm not going to do it. I've never thought that way. When I've run for office, it's never been about all the people that supported my opponents. They're all going to pay a price. I never thought that at all. In fact, I kept many of them on staff. But to just hear this again and tell me, is this a big nothing burger here, or does it concern you that he believes he'd be entitled to a revenge tour?
If you're back in the Oval, will you use the powers of the presidency to punish people who punished you?
No, I wouldn't do that because right. I want to bring our country forward. No, I wouldn't do that.
Some one of the best things you did when you ran the first time.
Some people think that's words, but I wouldn't. I would be entitled to a revenge tour if you want to know the truth, but I wouldn't do that.
This is a guy who feels so aggrieved that he has said, I would be entitled to use the powers of the presidency. That's Hugh Hewitt's question. For revenge. Now, I'm not going to do it, but I'd be entitled to. Just that thought process gives me some pause. Like, do you really believe you'd be entitled to use the powers of the presidency to seek revenge? Even if you're not going to, you believe that? That this is a matter of decision-making on your part? I don't know, folks. It's a concern that that's where his head is, that he is so aggrieved by the past and thinks that he has been so wronged by others that he would be entitled to a revenge tour with the powers of the presidency, but he's more interested in moving the country forward. I don't get it. But here's the part that's really more telling. Here's the part that's more telling. And that is Hugh Hewitt asks a very specific question that relates to a question I asked a candidate last year during the primary hunt. And that question turned out to be pivotal here on some things. But take a listen to this.
Earlier today, Larry Hogan, who's going to run, told me that if you are the nominee, he will support you. My question to you, Mr. President, if you're not the nominee, will you support whoever the GOP nominee is?
It would depend. I would give you the same answer I gave in 2016 during the debate. The first question I was asked by Brett Baer. I was asked two rather interesting questions. It would have to depend on who the nominee was.
Wow. Think about that, folks. Whether or not he would support the nominee depends on who that nominee is. Now, again, we've had this term thrown around and yet never convincingly defined by anybody that's called into the show or texted into the show. RINO, Republican in name only. Is that the definition of RINO? Someone who's a Republican and expects support from all quarters of the party when they're the nominee, but would withhold their support depending upon who the party nominates? That is a significant mistrust of Republican voters. That's a misalignment with Republican voters. If the majority of Republican voters, through whatever primary process there are, chose someone other than Donald Trump, he might reject their opinion because he may not like that. Well, what's the point of being a Republican then? If you can't pledge support for the person that's going to run. Because remember, this is a guy that's hugely influential, even out of office, after everything that's gone on, still hugely influential. And to withhold his support from the Republican nominee would be damaging to that Republican nominee. So this is what would happen, folks. If he withdrew his support or withheld his support from whoever the Republican nominee was, it is a very safe bet that whoever the Democrats put up would win. Like, this is an all-hands-on-deck election in 2024. I mean, is that the right answer? You remember, I asked Ron Hankschwanger, at our Republican Rumble up at the Stampede during the primary thing, and I asked the same question of Joe O'Day, and that is, will you pledge to support the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate? Ron Hanks said, Yes, no equivocation. Yes, I will. I asked Joe O'Day, and Joe O'Day tried to be cute with the answer, and he said, well, I intend to be the nominee, so yes, I'll support me. And I wouldn't let him get away with it. And I pinned him down and said, will you support whoever the nominee is? And he said, yes, both of them did. And then we know what happened. Ron Hankschwanger at the end not only didn't support Joe O'Day, he opposed him publicly and supported some other guy who had no chance of winning, but only a chance of taking votes away from Joe O'Day. And so now we have the president of the United States, who I voted for twice, saying, you know what, I'm competing for the nomination, but if I lose it, I'm not sure I'm going to support the person that defeats me. I'm not sure I'm going to. Is that right? Are you the same way? Are you a person who said, I'd vote for Trump if he's the Republican nominee, but I'm not sure I'd vote for whoever the Republican nominee is if they're not Trump? 303-696-1971. I want to take you back to his statement back in 2016, because remember he said, I'm going to give you the same answer I gave. I have the same position from 2016. Well, this is what he said back in 2016. This is as reported by it's a Politico article that's quoted in this New York magazine. Here's the quote. I'm watching television and I'm seeing ad after ad after ad put in by the establishment, knocking the hell out of me. And it's really unfair. This is a quote he gave to MSNBC's Morning Joe 7 years ago. But if I leave, if I go, regardless of independent, which I may do, I mean, I may or I may not. But if I go, I will tell you, these millions of people that joined, they're all coming with me. That's the position he referenced with Hugh Hewitt. Listen to the answer again.
Earlier today, Larry Hogan, who's going to run, told me that if you are the nominee, he will support you. My question to you, Mr. President, if you're not the nominee, will you support whoever the GOP nominee is?
It would depend. I would give you the same answer I gave in 2016 during the debate. The first question I was asked by Brett Baer. I was asked two rather interesting questions. It would have to depend on who the nominee was.
Now, listen, some folks have been texting in about this, and somebody texts in, again, clearly an always Trumper, that says, Trump said, it depends on the nominee. Once again, Trump's honesty bothers you. It absolutely does not bother me. I'm thrilled that he came forward and told us what's on his heart, which is, it's so much about me that if I'm not the nominee, I may not support who is the nominee. No, I appreciate that honesty. What I don't appreciate is the disloyalty. This is a guy that commands loyalty from others. My God, he just attacked Nikki Haley's honor in announcing she's going to run for president. And so what he's announced is, I may not support the party who I seek their nomination. Someone else who's doing the same thing I am, if they defeat me in this, if more Republicans choose them than me, I may not support that nominee. It's not the honesty that bothers me. It's the willingness to make this veiled threat that you and I both know no Republican wins if Donald Trump opposes them in the general. It just isn't going to happen. No Republican's going to win, I think, even if he withholds his support. Who's the team player here? Who's the person that best embodies the idea of being even part of a party, for God's sake, let alone the Republican Party? Who's the rhino? It bothers me that he would throw out that veiled threat. Here's the other problem. There's recent polling out there that shows that 28% of likely Republican primary voters would vote for Donald Trump even if he ran as an independent. Well, folks, that's the gateway to President Kamala Harris or President Pete Buttigieg or President Joe Biden. You okay with that? Would you do the same? Would you follow the president out of the Republican Party into an independent party? I mean, listen, I really do appreciate the honesty. I think the things that he says he really believes, I believe that. But this is the end, man. This is us not just losing the presidency, but all those other down ballot races, like the one below it, which is called U.S. Senate. Now, we won't have a Senate race here, but there are a ton of Democrat vulnerable seats that are up in the. We have another chance to take back the Senate. That kind of thing right there would sink our chances. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with President Trump that it depends on who the Republican nominee is? Would you support a Republican candidate who, during the hunt for the nomination, says, oh, I trust your judgment, I love you, I want your support, but if you don't support me, I may not support the person you voted for? I don't know. I mean, is that where we're going? Does anybody believe that if Donald Trump runs as a third party candidate, that either the Republican or Donald Trump could win the presidency? I don't. In fact, there's no math on the planet Earth that makes that real. I don't care if you forget to carry the two or not. There's no chance the Democrat loses if Donald Trump runs as an independent. Zero chance. None at all. I'm not even sure he does as well as Ross Perot, but it kind of doesn't matter. Ross Perot gave us Bill Clinton. What do you think about that? 303-696-1971. Joe dropped off, but we have Brandon. Brandon, what are your thoughts on all this?
Yeah, really good conversation, George. Rhino, let's look at it this way. How about this? Roman in name only, Julius Caesar, okay?
Yeah.
Donald Trump is a super leader, a supreme leader, and he's all about maximum freedom and maximum independence. And he's not going to be tied into Republicans. So I think it is risky what he's doing, the game he's playing. I don't necessarily agree with him, but I understand what he's doing. And he's just got that mentality where, hey, I'm going to do what I want to do. And if you guys are with me, you're with me. If you're not, you're not. And in his mind, he's going to sleep good at night based upon what he's doing for himself. He's not really in it for the Republicans.
You just hit the nail on the head, man. This is about him, yeah. Right? This isn't about Republicans, and it isn't really about America. It's really about Donald Trump.
Yeah, and it's risky. I mean, he does great. If he wins, if he's the guy, we love him, you know what I mean, and he's going to do good. I think he would do a good, you know, second term, but he's not going to tie himself into anyone. He's just not built like that. You know, he's not going to do it.
It's tough because, and let me be clear, and I've said this a bunch, if he's our nominee, I'm going to support him, right? Even if there were other candidates I preferred or supported, I'm going to support the guy because the alternative is so awful. But he doesn't see it that way. The alternative that he's afraid of is somebody not him has a shot at the brass ring. And that's what concerns me about this. One other thing, man, and I appreciate the call, Brandon, gets kicked off. You said he's all about maximum freedom. I do think he's about far more freedom than anyone on the other side of the political aisle. But remember, he's also the guy that after one of the mass shootings came out and said, I like red flag laws. I think we need red flag laws. Well, that could be a problem, right? I mean, there are some red flag laws that could exist that might be able to protect due process and the Second Amendment. We just haven't seen them yet, right? So I don't know. I want him to be a team player. Maybe he has the best shot at being the nominee, but the idea that he teases the fact that, hey, if I don't get my way here, I may go somewhere else or I may sit on my hands, it's just problematic for me. Do you think, Brandon, that makes him a rhino?
You know, it's more, I look at it more like something I understand versus like agree or disagree. You know, his profile is different. And I mentioned, you know, Julius Caesar. Another example would be somebody like Kobe Bryant, right?
Yeah.
Like Shaquille O'Neal said that Kobe said, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, there's an M-E. You see, that's how Donald Trump is built, man. He's a M-E. And he's like,
do you like that or do you take that as, hey, it may be a character flaw, but he does so many other good things. I'm willing to accept that.
That's where I'm at, to be honest. I think when you think of some of the other, another way to look at it is when you look at some of the other leaders in the international arena and the way they think, Putin, Kim Jong-un, Trump is that type of, you know, still on still, you know, he's the type of energy that can compete with those type of thinkers. And so I'm not saying, you know, that's the way we want to go as a country or anything. And I don't know that it's sustainable, but he's built like those other people.
Doesn't that freak you out to even say that? To list off people and be like, Putin, Kim Jong-un, Trump. I mean, it's like,
I hate to say it.
I'd like to not be in that list. You know?
I know. I totally get it. It's kind of uncomfortable, but it's like, that ME thinking, he's not a team thinker. He's a follow me
thinker. Yeah. That's so interesting, man. So interesting. Yeah. Brandon, great phone call to get us kicked off. By the way, referencing Kobe Bryant, Graham and I sat down and watched the other day a documentary on the Redeem Team. It's fantastic, man. If you'll remember that, Coach K, LeBron, Kobe, it's a fantastic story, and it really does give you a different perspective of Kobe, at least the way they present the thing. It's kind of cool. You should get a chance to go watch it. The other thing we referenced during Brandon's call was Red Flag. It's just ironic in a way, maybe coincidental, because today is the kickoff of the granddaddy of them all in terms of gun shows in Colorado, and that's the Tanner Gun Show. That's this weekend, folks. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. If you're somebody that looks at the future of legislation in Colorado, you've got to be particularly freaked out that in the near term, your ability to obtain firearms and things to protect you in your home and on your person and elsewhere is going to be pretty cut back here. I promise you there's going to be a bill that gets passed that limits your ability to access what is legal and constitutional right now. Tanner Gun Show is the place to go and get yourself set up for that impending legislation. They have all types of new, hard-to-find, used guns, knives, ammo, air accessories, hunting supplies, concealed carry classes, which are a must, and a ton of cool stuff you can't find anywhere else. 30% off 600 vendor tables. Here's the cool thing. Starts today, 3 to 7. Tomorrow, 9 to 5, Sunday, 10 to 4, all at the Crown Plaza. And parking is always free at the Crown Plaza. You can get your tickets at the door for sure, but you can also get your tickets online. TannerGunShow.com. That's TannerGunShow.com. We have one line open. It is Brandon's, 303-696-1971. Let's have this conversation. Michael, Frank, everybody else, I promise to get to you, as well as the 8 trillion texts that are pouring in right now. Is what you heard from President Trump concerning, reassuring? You agree with this? Is this going to be better for the Republican Party if he withholds his support from whoever the Republican nominee is? George Brockler on the George Show, 710 KNUS. George Brockler back with you here on the George Show, 710 KNUS. We have full lines. You keep trying. I'll let you know when they come open. We've had some texts. Here's some. This is all one person texting in, but let me see if I got this here. Obviously, I support. Here's what. What's wrong with loyalty? Yeah, I don't know. Why can't Trump be loyal? It's a great question. Obviously, I support Trump. If he's not the nominee, I will only support an America First candidate because you want to see the Democrats win. I'm sick of and tired of supporting these medley mouth. I think you meant mealy mouth, backboneless Republicans who support the Democrats' lying rhinos. 86 Dems didn't vote for the anti-socialism bill. Talk about that. No news on how many Republicans voted with them. I'm sure they were our rhinos. I asked the question, what's a rhino? We still have never had a very good definition. I really had hope for the future of Colorado. Now I'm seriously contemplating leaving my beloved home state in the name of freedom. Tit for tat, entitlement, and ego. Somehow these have become desirable traits in people. I believe Trump is saying he won't support a, quote, rhino. Okay, I understand. I presume that's what he's saying. I really think what he's saying is I won't support someone who's not me or doesn't bend the knee to me. But more than that, what rhino would you not take over any Democrat nominee? Because that's what you're doing. You withhold your vote. You move to an independent. You vote this libertarian principled nonsense. All you're doing is guaranteeing that somebody whose values don't match with your own, even more than a rhino's, end up becoming president of the United States. Who are you willing to say they are such a rhino? They're so horribly rhino that I'd prefer to have the current president, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Tim Kaine, or how about this? Someone's texting in. Michelle Obama. I mean, are they more desirable than the alternative? Oh, here's another one. You're going to play word definition names again. Here's my definition. Republicans who support the Democrat Party line. I don't know a single Republican that supports the Democrat Party line, friend. You may have things where they deviate from you on this issue or that, but I don't know a single Republican that votes lockstep with the Democrats. That's supporting the Democrat Party line. What you're looking for, and I believe this, is you're looking for someone, and this is the new definition of rhino for so many, if you don't support Trump. If you don't support Trump, you're a rhino, and that's where it is. Here's one, George. Here's, you're really not that ignorant, are you? Yes, no, it's a different one. Sorry. Trump is the king of the afterthought, telling you how he feels, and he is absolutely due revenge after all the evil demon rats have done. Come on, man. Also, him not supporting the GOP candidate is why he got elected in the first place. His brutal honesty is why people love him. And by people, do you mean less than the majority of American voters? Because the dude's never won the majority vote. Which American people love him for saying things like that? I believe there are some out there. But it ain't the American people. It's a portion. a portion of the Republican Party. George, the Republican Party never supported Trump. The Republican Party supported Trump. Are you crazy? What do you think happened in the general election? You think Trump did that all by himself? I mean, yeah, they've been paying his legal bills. I mean, come on, man. Not trying to think about this. Obama used the power of the presidency to spy on Trump and the Trump campaign. Many politicians were involved in the BS Russian collusion story. Biden also used his office to inappropriately unmask Michael Flynn. Agree on all of those things. But that's rearview mirror stuff. What we're looking for right now is who out there, raise your hand if you're driving, keep one hand at the 10 o'clock. But who is it that's like, I don't care who the Republicans put up. I'm in bed with whoever the Democrats are going to put up. There's probably a handful of people out there who are raising their hands right now. But folks, if the idea here is that the Republicans are going to have a legitimate shot at winning, whether it's with President Trump or without, there's got to be some sense of cohesion or unity of purpose. Because remember, the last two times this guy was on the ballot, he did not achieve 50% of the popular vote. That's a growing trend. We need every vote possible. Does the mere suggestion that if it's not me, it probably won't be thee, does that work for you? I mean, the folks that are, just separate yourself from I love Donald Trump for a moment. And I get it. And I thought Brandon had a very candid, honest, and pragmatic answer. And that is, look, obviously the dude's all about ego. Obviously the dude's all about me. But all the other stuff that he's done that's so good, I'm willing to take all that. And by the way, that's my position as well. I'd vote for him as the nominee. So this whole George never Trumper nonsense, it's never been right. It won't be right in the future. But the question is for you, if you're one of these always Trumpers, do you support the idea that it's better that the Democrats elect whoever their nominee is than the Republicans elect whatever rhino they may put up if it's not Trump? Do you believe that? Would you support that? 303-696-1971. Michael, you're on 710. What do you think?
Yeah, I looked at the same thing, and I look at it and say, if he's not going to win, and I'm 100% behind him, but if he's not going to win, I need another Republican in there. And I think a lot of people, what they need to do, instead of letting Trump sway you back and forth, whether he's going to be an independent or whatever, is say, listen, he didn't win. He's not going to, I don't think an independent's going to win. We have to win. Put your support behind the person that defeated him. And otherwise, you can just sit there in the middle of everything and you just get swayed back and forth by the Democrat Party.
Well, and I think, Michael, you've said something here without using these words that I think this is where you're going to, is that, look, even if you didn't prefer whoever the Republican nominee is, don't treat your vote as a vote for them. Treat it as a vote against whoever the Democrat is, right? Treat it as the opportunity to make a change.
And I understand being forceful. I coached high school and college football and track and field, and, you know, we had a bad team. I had to come in there and say, listen, it's my way. We're going to win. Don't listen to anybody else. Support this. And you have to do that. But at the end of the day, when you're not, if you don't win, you need to recheck and see what you're doing. And if he doesn't win, you got to say, listen, we tried everything we could. We got all the support could get. You guys have chosen, because you're supposed to choose the president. If they didn't choose them, go behind the person that they chose.
Michael, that's wisdom to me. Michael, any thoughts on the quote earlier in Hugh's interview where he said, I'd be entitled to a revenge tour with my presidential powers, but I'm not going to do it. Does that strike you in any way?
Yeah. I don't know if you're entitled to it. It'd be nice, you know, I probably would have said it this way. Listen, you know, I stepped in the battle. The minute I stepped in, I got lambasted by everything left and right. You know, give me a shot. Get behind me. Give me a shot to do it the right way. Let's everybody get in there and fight. Let's fight together. But at the end of the day, if they say, I don't think you're the guy, you need to get behind whomever it is.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Michael, I worry that even the comment, I would be entitled to a revenge tour, just articulating that.
Yeah.
And for folks out there who are like, he's brutally honest, we love it. It would then cause me, if something were to happen to people that were opposed to him and he took action against them, it would instantly become a reason to speculate that he did it for revenge. Right? Like, I'm entitled to one. I'm certainly entitled to one. It's like, based on what? Who's entitled to revenge?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what. As a trainer, I was a trainer at a club and everything, and I had people come to me and say, "Who are you going to vote for?" And I'm like, "I'm trying to do my job," and everybody there was like, "Well, if you're not going to tell me who it is, it's got to be Donald Trump." Well, listen, that's what we're up against citizens. That's what we're up against. So how are you entitled to win? You're fortunate that we think you're the leader and we get behind you, and you need to honor that. It's not an entitlement. You're honoring us, and that's where it starts.
Buddy, I think this is why I think my position really is yours, which is, you know, listen, if Trump's the nominee, I'll support him just as vigorously as I'd support whoever the other Republican nominee is. But got to support the Republican nominee, because the alternative of not doing that is the Democrats win again. Michael, thank you for that phone call. Also, cool that you get to coach high school and college ball. Michael's line is just filled up right away. 303-696-1971. Red hot topic here. Here's another text. Trump is a rhino. He's actually a me only. This is obviously his last hurrah. He's out of time if he isn't the nominee. I believe he will go to a third party. Grenade any hope of a Republican president. That is exactly what I predict will happen. So we either nominate him or we elect a Dem. Until Republicans start ballot harvesting, mail-in ballots with fake signatures, voting machines working 100% Republican counties, until ballots under tables are not counted, the same box counted four times, no Republican will win. Rhino is equivalent to Catholic who supports or is neutral on issues like abortion. Joan from Lakewood says Joe O'Day. Yeah, listen, that's not a definition. That's your example of one. But Joan, you got to give me a definition of why that person is a rhino and why you would choose the Democrat over them, because that's what you'd be doing. A vote for a third party candidate, and I don't care who it is a vote to elect whoever the Democrat nominee is. You're going to have to convince me the numbers are out there that prove me differently, because I'd be willing to bet a significant amount of money on that outcome. We're going to get to do DraftKings with that, including with that. We'll also do the weather on that particular day. 303-696-1971. Frank, you're on 710. What are your thoughts, Frank?
Hey, George. Hey, I want to start out, I mean, comparing somebody who is a rhino to somebody, a Catholic who would drift from certain doctrinaire positions of Catholicism is ridiculous. Politics is not doctrinaire. Religion is. So let's start comparing apples to apples. But Donald Trump, you know, eventually if you let people talk enough, and Donald Trump doesn't have a problem with that, they'll eventually tell you who they are. And that's exactly what you just heard on that snippet from Hugh Hewitt. He says he would not, you know, go on a revenge tour. And in the next breath, he says, although he'd be entitled to one. Does anybody with a straight face believe that Donald Trump would not seek revenge, given that statement? He hasn't done anything in my observation to think that he can be truthful. I mean, I think he's told you exactly what he would do. He would feel entitled, and he would go on a revenge.
Frank, interestingly, in that same day that he makes that comment to Hugh, is the same day his pick for U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. He ends up saying Nikki should get in the race. She needs to follow her heart, not her honor. Now, that's not an act of revenge. Right. But this is a dude who has no problems. If he doesn't think you're going to bend the knee, man, he will throw a punch right into your face. And that's what he did with Nikki Haley. Why do we think that his words are, aren't a sign of what's going on inside his chest?
You're 100% right. That same statement tells you, once again, people will tell you where they are. You just let them talk. And that's exactly what he said, the thing that he thinks people want to hear, which is, oh, I think Nikki Haley should follow her heart. And then he turns right around and says, and not her honor, which is, to say she's a dishonorable person. And once again, you know, why would anybody think that this guy isn't going to just, if Nikki Haley were in a debate with him or something like that, why he would treat her with any level of respect, which he's shown he can't do in debates anyway. He's going to melt down and create a problem. That's what he's going to do.
Frank, a couple of questions. If Trump were the nominee, though, would you support him? Would you vote for him?
I would certainly not support him, but I'd probably end up holding my nose and voting for him, or just not voting for president. Because I can't look, if the system is coughing up a Joe Biden or somebody like that versus Donald Trump, the system is messed up. And I don't know if I want to participate in such a system if this is the candidates that we get handed to us. I don't know what I'd do. I'd have
but
to
Frank,
really,
and,
have
and
to
I
really
say this to anyone else
it.
Who thinks, hey, I can't bring myself to do it, I'd sit this out. That is 100% a half vote for the other guy because you don't.
I recognize that.
That's tough, man.
I also think there's kind of a point where you have to maybe you have to hit rock bottom before you can get it figured out. I mean, I don't know. And maybe that is how you get to rock bottom. I could probably rationalize it that way or jump through my rear end to rationalize it. I don't know what I'd do.
I got
to
say,
hope it doesn't get there.
Short of some other revelation, I'd vote for him. The alternative has proven to be so risky for the current and future America, the one I want my kids to grow up and have families in, the idea of doing it again, another 4 years, or maybe with someone who could serve two consecutive terms, especially with the condition of the Senate. Buddy, it freaks me out so much. I have no problems making my vote against someone else rather than for them. I can wrap my mind around that.
I'll tell you, I mean, when was the last, I'm trying to think. I mean, the last several election cycles, I find myself voting against people, not voting for anyone. And it's really a problem. And I think
it is.
I think people have to get their heads screwed on what politics really is. And it's an art of compromise. It's not I think all these people trying to define RINO are basically saying, if you're not 100% doctrinaire, you're the enemy. And that's absolutely not politics. I mean, it simply isn't.
And you're right. That's where we're at.
I don't know how. I mean, did all these people like flunk civics or something? I mean, I don't understand
no.
it.
No,
it's
we
they need a refresher
Frank,
course, if that's the way they think.
Such great comments and ones that I think people are going to want. And even the folks that don't agree with you, Frank, or me, I know it's going to start a great conversation. So thank you for doing that. Frank's line is open at 303-696-1971. We're going to cut away for a break here. But let me just say, it's true. We have gotten to a place where the cult of personalities thing is real. We've gotten to a place where we've convinced ourselves that we are the possessors of the principles that are truly Republican. And anyone who deviates from that is no longer on our team. And we don't want them on our team. We don't care about their opinion on candidates. My God, we certainly don't want them to be candidates or nominees. But sure enough, once we get the person we want that we think is best, we expect you to show up and support them. That's a real tough position to put people in. Because I think that's more vinegar than honey. And right now what the Republicans are in desperate need of is honey. And that's to attract more people. And this current purge that we're about to engage in, and I think that's going to happen at the state level and maybe even at the national level, this purge only makes the Dems smile. It only makes those on the progressive side feel like we've got an open field in front of us for the next decade. That's what they think. 303-696-1971. Frank's line is open. Frank and Mike, who are on the line right now, everybody else is calling in, and all of these texts that are coming in, text us. If you don't have the time, the ability, or the guts to call, text us and let us know your thoughts. I'll continue to read these things. Stick around. It's George Brockner on The George Show, 710 KNUS.
Earlier today, Larry Hogan, who's going to run, told me that if you are the nominee, he will support you. My question to you, Mr. President, if you're not the nominee, will you support whoever the GOP nominee is?
It would depend. I would give you the same answer I gave in 2016 during the debate. The first question I was asked by Brett Baer. I was asked two rather interesting questions. It would have to depend on who the nominee was.
George Brockner, right back with you here, 710 KNUS. That's President Donald Trump on Hugh Hewitt's show, our Salem brother, I think yesterday. Was that today or yesterday, Billy? That was yesterday. And that's really been the conversation that we've been having so far with folks is impact, thoughts, agree, disagree. I think it would be disastrous. I think it would guarantee an election of whoever the Democrat nominee is. Frank from Evergreen, what are your thoughts, sir?
Well, George, I've been a reliable Republican voter for my entire voting life, which is 50 years, and there's only been two presidents in my life who did what they said they were going to do. That's Reagan and Trump. And maybe you could explain to me why I would continue to do that when the Republicans have been so feckless and non-performing.
Well, listen, we could do an entire segment on the things that President Trump said he was going to do that he didn't get done. That doesn't take away from any of the great stuff he did, but that's just simply an overstatement of his performance in office. Having said that, would you rather see, and maybe the question is, who could the Republicans nominate that you would prefer to see a repeat of the current president, or President Kamala Harris, or Buttigieg, or Michelle Obama? Who would you prefer on the Democrat side more than any Republican who could win the nomination if it's not Trump?
Well, I think we're at the point now, and unfortunately I probably won't live long enough to see it, where the Republicans, if Trump's not the nominee and does not win the presidency, the Republican Party needs to be burnt down and start over. And I mean that, I don't mean that literally, obviously, but the Republicans are every bit as bad as the Democrats.
Even the ones that supported President Trump.
Well, yeah, I guess yes and no. Depends who they are. But the like I said, and but, as far as a rhino goes, at this time in history, George, you're a rhino. Because my question for you is, you know, you will vote for Trump if he's a nominee, but you'll do everything in the meantime to keep him from being a nominee. Would you do the same thing for DeSantis, let's say? Probably not.
What does that mean? How does that make me a rhino? That makes me maybe...
Because, okay, let me explain it.
Again, it feels like this is all about Trump, not about Republicans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The rest of them are all completely selfless. Yeah, I got it.
No, not that at all. But, buddy, what you're saying is if I don't support Trump through the primary process, I'm a rhino. You're making being a rhino related to Trump.
I can explain what I mean by it. Yeah, I can explain what I mean by it if you like.
I can't. Frank, do me a favor, man. Yeah, I got 10 seconds. I'm sorry, buddy. The music's going to play, but go ahead.
Yeah, who's the strongest Republican today? Trump. You don't support Trump, you're a rhino. And the same thing would be
Hold
true.
On. Isn't the
if
proof of
DeSantis.
That how he does in the primary? He won't be the strongest Republican if he doesn't win the primary.
Well, if the primary is today, he'd win.
Maybe. I don't know, but it's not today. And so the question is, if he's not the nominee, are you going to support who is?
Well, like I said, it might be time to just burn down the party and start over.
Man, I can't take that position, but I appreciate the candor. Stick around. More conversations with Mike, Frank, everyone else. George Brockler, 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.